Some urban school districts in New England teach children from dozens of countries across the globe. In Burlington schools, there are more than 40 languages represented among students and their families. As Ben James reports, Burlington teachers are increasingly treating their students' home languages as an asset rather than something the kids need to overcome.
Just a quick little review of what we learned about yesterday. The naked mole rat.
In a first grade classroom at Burlington Champlain Elementary, Janelle Gendomenico guides her students through a lesson focusing on the importance of getting every word in a sentence, especially when you're talking about animal teeth.
Show me with your fingers, what does the naked mole rat's teeth do? They go back left and right, left and right.
Gendomenico is an English language learning specialist. She co-teaches the class with Taylor Warner, a mainstream first grade teacher. The students are an even mix of English learners, meaning they speak a language other than English at home, and native English speakers. Whatever their first language, animals are always interesting, including vampire bats.
Vampire teeth.
Let's put the animal part in. They're not just vampire teeth.
Vampire bat teeth.
Nearly one in five students in Burlington is an English learner. At home, they speak Nepali, Somali, Mai-Mai, Bosnian, Swahili. One goal of this combined co-taught class is to make sure that English learners are fully integrated into every part of school. That's an improvement, Gendomenico says, on the much more common practice of pulling English learners out for special instruction.
That distinguishes them from the rest of the class. They're the students that have to leave. They're the students that have to go to get what they need for 30 minutes. And then the rest of the time, the classroom teacher has to do it on their own.
Co-teaching is one aspect of the Burlington School District's recent efforts to support English learners by embracing their multilingualism. Miriam Edesham-Kading is director of programs for multilingual learners in the district. She says English learners are often given schoolwork that's too easy for them.
What I'm trying to not do, number one, to under-challenge English learners anywhere, ever, for any reason.
Nepali students make up the largest portion of English learners in Burlington, and Edesham-Kading says middle school can be a time when many of them lose interest in school and sort of drop off the map. In Burlington, not only are educators pulling fewer English learners out of classes, they're adding resources to help students make use of the many strengths that come with being multilingual.
It's specifically not about erasure, but about kind of an additive way of thinking about language and culture.
One of the district's newest initiatives is to hire Nepali-speaking language support specialists. Sunita Bosne works with students in and out of the classroom, like here, in the library at Burlington's Hunt Middle School.
Namaste.
Bosne meets with this group of a dozen or so students a couple times a week. In the classroom, her job is often to help individual students with English. Here, however, she's helping them with their Nepali.
What we are focusing is when they speak our own language here, they learn more.
Research has shown that a student's command of their home language has a direct impact on their success learning English in school. But second and third generation immigrants can sometimes get stuck lacking fluency in English and in their home language. Bosne's Nepali Affinity Group is designed to counteract that trend. And she says there's an even more pressing reason for her students to practice their Nepali, so they can talk to their grandparents.
At least if they say like, namaste, hi, hello, that would be enough for some grandparents and parents too. So that's why I just want to encourage them, like, we need our culture. We have to keep our culture.
It's also about showing multilingual students that school is a place to bring their full selves. But convincing a middle schooler of that? No easy task. Bosne and Edesham-Kading told a story of one student who didn't want to engage with Bosne in English or Nepali. In one class, while Bosne watched, he threw his work in a wastebasket.
What he did was, he just screwed all his papers, and then he just made it a ball like that and then threw in the trash.
She waited a couple minutes, just, you know, let it go. And then she went over the garbage, got the paper out, smoothed it back out, and she was being cool.
And then after some time, the teacher came and said, like, where's your notes?
She gradually brought it over and just put it, you know, pushed it towards him on the table and said, do you want to finish this?
The boy nodded eagerly, Bosne says. He took the work back, finished it up, handed it in. Now, he talks to Bosne every day in English and Nepali.
And then I thank God, like, oh God, like, thank you for this boy, like, and then that's why I'm here.
Despite requests, neither the Burlington School District nor the Vermont Agency of Education provided data on graduation rates for English learners. That makes it difficult to assess the impact of their new multilingual initiatives. But thanks to Bosne, at least one student got his work in on time. For VPR News, I'm Ben James.